Well, Ricky, another good 3 points. Cracking start. Wasn't the best game in the world, but we'll take those three. What do you make of it?
No, I thought that Kings Langley certainly played the better football. There's no question in that. But I thought, as we've done so many times in recent weeks, I thought we defended really, really well enough. In the first half, they didn't have a shot on target. And then, you know, when we scored the second goal, we hadn't really been under any threat in terms of them creating goal-scoring chances. And then they score the goal for overhit cross from him. But unbelievable header from the boy to get it in in the way he did. And that just sort of led then to a nervy last 15 minutes, which I think probably we didn't deserve because of the way that we defended. But we had to change our game up today. There's no doubt we lacked quality in the final third. It wasn't a pitch that didn't necessarily suit the way that we played, because we couldn't necessarily counter because we didn't have the quality to find the front and then didn't have the quality to link. So we decided to put Charlie Diaf up and get people around him, try and pick up second balls and knockdowns, and then, you know, just try and affect the game in a different way rather than spending time in possession. Weren't pretty nice, but it's all about getting 3 points in it, and that's what we managed to do.
Extended the unbeaten home run, mate. Up to 9 now.
Is that right?
Mm.
Yeah, look, it's not, we say it all the time, don't look good, be good. It's not how you win, it's making sure that you do win. So, you know, I think that sums up our performance today. It wasn't pretty by any stretch of the imagination, but the players found a way to win. And we've played better and lost. So I'll take the 3 points. I'll enjoy it. It's another step closer to safety. And it will give us another bit of confidence, I think, going into Tuesday night's trip to Stratford.
Okay, mate. Thank you very much.
Thanks.